Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. God only knows why. Welcome to it.
We have a celebrity in the studio today.
We do.
I'm starstruck.
Oh, stop.
Okay, my heart is a flutter and my blood pressure is freaking out. We have the infamous Tactici in the studio today for show 252.
Well, welcome.
Hello there.
Well, thank you both. Hello.
No, I know her. I know her as Chrissy from about 4 or 5 years ago, who came from Pennsylvania to New Jersey because I believe she did her research and she wanted to become an NRA instructor. And
yeah.
She started with me and then continued with Rob and Jimmy and the guys. And that's how I got to meet Chrissy, who a year or two later evolved into Tactici. So welcome. I'm glad that you're here.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here.
Now, other than being on the show today, you assisted in a class as well, correct?
I did.
How was it? Good?
It was really good. Everyone was very attentive, very calm. There wasn't, you know, you get some people that are nervous sometimes.
There was 10 people in your class. How many were women?
Three
out of 10. See, we say about 30 to 40% are women, right?
Yes.
You know, we just found out, by the way, you found out about the one woman in the back on the left, who she was?
No.
She's here from Yahoo News, secretly reporting on gun training. So you're going to be more famous than you are.
Oh, goodness.
And you didn't know it.
No,
How
I didn't.
How do you like that? She said that compared to all the other places she'd been to, this was phenomenal. Phenomenal experience.
Where has she been before?
I'm not surprised.
She's been to a bunch of
places.
She wouldn't tell us the names of the ranges, but she's been around. You're not surprised? Thank you. You love our range, don't you?
Why do you think I drive over 2 hours to be here?
See what I mean? And wait till we expand. You'll be teaching more classes and seminars here.
I'm excited for your expansion.
Thank you so much. You know, I saw the video shorts that you had posted at my range here, and I appreciate it. We have good synergy together. And I missed you at the SHOT Show.
I know. I don't know how that. Well, I do know how that happened.
80,000 people.
It's insane.
I would look on a Tuesday, but I'd see her post from yesterday. I was like, oh, yeah, I was there about 2 hours before her. Oh, I was there about 4 hours. It's hard to coordinate. Even like when I other business associates, I'll be like, I'm in front. I usually use the front of the NRA booth, where it has Wayne and all their pictures up there.
Right.
I refer to that as Mount Douchemore, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
But yeah, I'm politically incorrect. But anyway, I usually tell people, meet me in front of the NRA booth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard, though, because if you're in the lower level, was that your first SHOT Show?
Yes.
Did it eat you alive or what? Tell the truth.
Yes. I never want to go back, but I will.
every year, at the end of the SHOT Show, I said, I'm never going to go back. And
mm-hmm.
then about 4 months from now, when you get the housing reservations and stuff for the Venetian, I book it again.
Right.
But people don't realize it. Like, now you're going to be in NRA in May.
Absolutely.
Yes, Jimmy and I will be there. Is it Nashville this year?
St. Louis. Nashville was last year.
Oh, it's the St. Louis, Missouri?
No,
Louisville, Kentucky.
No, Louisville, Kentucky.
That's
yes.
right. For you people that have never been to an NRA annual meeting / convention, I highly recommend you go.
At least once.
Yes. SHOT Show is more for the industry, and it's 100 times bigger mm-hmm. than the NRA annual meeting. And there's a lot more to do. The SHOT Show, you're stuck doing Vegas things. The NRA convention this year, Toby Keith is the performer on
no.
Saturday night. Yes.
What?
And, you know, they have the annual meeting of members. They have the leadership forums. I know you push everything for male and female, but they have a lot of leadership, female leadership forum stuff.
Oh, yeah.
With
I've
NRA.
Attended a few very awesome events for women. Yeah.
And Wayne LaPierre's wife will be there.
Yep,
and
she speaks.
Steve Hornaday's mm-hmm. wife. Like, you know, the big hitters. Ronnie Barrett's wife, who's, you know, Barrett Rifles. So.
Oh, yeah.
I highly recommend everybody go. So Jimmy and I will be there, and obviously Tactici. We'll definitely have to at least meet at a
yes,
booth
and
talk. I have a few favorite booths that I go to. So for our new listeners that don't know who Tactici is, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Please.
Well, I'm from northeastern Pennsylvania. A few years ago, a friend and I were out shooting on a range with some friends, and we realized that leaving each other was really like leaving each other. Everyone was so far away. We didn't know when we would see each other or train together again. So we decided to put a Facebook page up where we can all put our ideas on, like what we were training on, how we did. We could tease each other about how badly we did. It was like overnight I had 100 people. And then it grew and grew and grew. And I think within the first couple months there was 10,000 and then 100,000 people. And I had no idea where these people came from or why they wanted to see me shooting guns. And now it's grown into a phenomenon, I guess you want to say. I wasn't prepared. I'm still not prepared. I still cannot believe what I see and how many people are on the page.
How many followers do you have?
Hold on. I would actually have to look. I'm very terrible. 487,000?
Half a million. We'll round up.
Yeah.
And how do you respond to almost every comment? How does one do that? I mean, I'm OCD, crazy, committed to my business. Sandy, she has stuff. She'll post a video and she'll get 13,000 comments, and she replies to them.
Wow.
How do you do such a thing? Tell me.
I do not sleep. I mean, like legit, I probably sleep about 3 hours a day.
You would have to. I mean,
I sleep for 3 hours. I gym. I work. I range. I answer comments.
I range. I never used it that way. Now, you've really become this guiding light, especially for female shooters.
Yes.
I mean, there's other high-profile, sponsored, competitive, big-box shooters for Smith & Wesson, Glock, et cetera. Mm-hmm. You're Tactici for Tactici.
Yes.
You're owned and beholden by no one.
I'm not bought, and I'm not paid for. Everything that I say is 100% honest and true.
So when you're giving a review, it's real.
It's 100% what I think.
It's not a paid review.
It is not a paid review.
So that's why when she comes up to my place and she shoots here and she says it's the nicest range she's ever been to, I appreciate that because I had to give her a bottle of water today. That's all I had to give her. So that's the cheapest bribe ever. So I love that you're not beholden to anyone. And that's the same analogy. We don't sell guns here. We only rent guns. So when someone comes in and says they want to buy the XYZ-B, we tell them it's crap.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't have to tell them a lie to sell it for my commission or because I have to clear my inventory or because a lot of people don't understand how retail works with merchandising. When a new Glock comes out, to be eligible to buy 50 or 100 of them, you have to buy the slow sellers as well. So now somebody comes in and I'm trying to get rid of 10 millimeter Glocks so I can get more of the new Glock 42 or 43 in. So I love the fact that you're not beholden to anybody.
Nope.
I think that's great. So I notice you're all over the spectrum of shooting. Three gun?
Love it.
What else?
I mainly focus on three gun now. I've done some IPSC, some IDPA shooting, but three gun is really where my heart lies. The run and gun. I'm very active. I can't sit still a lot. I love it.
We've noticed.
Yeah.
We've noticed.
Sorry.
We could have an exercise bike in here and she'd be on it while she's talking.
Yeah. I would like that actually.
Great. All right. We're coming back. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knapp has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Waldorf Chiropractic is conveniently located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. If you or anyone else you know needs chiropractic help, wants to help improve your shooting, please check out Dr. Eric. He's also on Facebook at Waldorf Family Chiropractic. Speaking of Facebook, Tactici, we have listeners here that aren't familiar with you. So where do people find you if they want to watch some of your irreverent videos? And you guys have to watch your stuff again, because she's not a paid advertiser or a shill for companies. I like her whole tact and angle. So how do people find you?
You can just Google Tactici. It's T-A-C-T-I-S-S-Y. If you Google my Facebook page, will come up. YouTube, Twitter. I don't tweet a lot. I can't possibly say what I need to say in 160 characters. Yes. There's no way. Instagram, I don't do as much as I should on Instagram, mainly because I want to be shooting, not taking pictures. I have someone that does that for me.
Gotcha. Gotcha. See, I post Instagram posts to Twitter and Facebook. Mm. I use the Instagram for those two things. So you're on Facebook?
Yes.
And you have a website?
I have a website, yes.
For people, because there are people that don't use social media. Mm-hmm. Sandy just got rid of his coal-fired computer.
I did, yes.
And he has one now that runs on natural gas and natural steam. Gas.
It does.
Oh, and, an upgrade.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
So you like the three gun. You're running a gun. You're traveling all over.
Yes.
So people must be approaching you. They want to sponsor you, right?
Yes.
So how does one pay the bills? Are you going to start selling? Do you have an apparel line and stuff? Do you have to? I saw your logo's pretty cool.
My logo is pretty cool,
yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah. I don't take sponsorships. I won't take sponsorship again. I want to stay true to who I am. I don't want someone to buy me. Eventually, I think there'll be some apparel that will come out. I never thought of this as a career. It's not supposed to be a career. I have a 9-to-5 job. This is just fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
The page grew so exponentially and so quickly. I've just kind of embraced it. I feel like I have a responsibility now to put out the right information and to keep educating people.
That's a strong parallel between you and I, because I get people all the time that tell me that they're members of the range and they pay their membership and they shoot here once a year, but they want to continue to support me because I fight for our rights in the state of New Jersey, and I'll never sell my soul for that. Mm-hmm. You know, and I feel the same way, and I never planned on this being a career. I had a sales and marketing business that was quite successful.
Wow.
Promotional advertising for years. I did gun stuff nights and weekends and always dreamed about having my own range where I can shoot. Now I have my own range where I can shoot and
no
I don't
time.
Shoot.
Yeah.
it's completely turned around. You know, it's horrible sometimes when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But a 500,000 followers. You're tall and you're blonde and you have blue eyes. Are they blue eyes?
Green? Blue. I'm feeling.
And so, like, I can blend more. So at the SHOT Show, did you get stopped every, like, 3 feet?
Yes, I saw nothing of SHOT Show. I saw absolutely nothing. I was in one room the whole time. Every time I tried to venture out, I got stopped. I'd take 20 steps, be stopped for 20 minutes.
Wow. You're going to have to go incognito. You're going to have to
wear
a wig and sunglasses.
I'm going to wear a disguise next year. I'm going to tuck my hair up in a wig and a men's crew cut or something and wear sunglasses and like a mustache.
Yep.
Just for one day, because I really want to see it.
Like Victor Victoria.
You have to get away from it.
Like, there'll be at least one day I wear a baseball cap and I don't wear a gun for hire shirt. And I don't walk with my crew, my guys, so that I can actually get productive things done, because I'll walk into like a holster booth and the guy will be like, oh, I listen to Gun Riot Radio.
Yeah.
Or they'll say, do you know Anthony? You know, and I'm like,
no.
Baggage handlers ask me that, you know.
That's funny.
And I'm local here, and our show is New Jersey based, even though we've spread out across the country. I get, you know, I'm in a bakery and I was in a restaurant with Jimmy one night, and a listener sat down at our table and stayed the entire night.
awkward, but cool, I guess, at the same time.
But
not
awkward.
Cool.
Yeah, awkward. No. Awkward.
I mean, awkward.
I was bringing him in to, like, give him his performance review
and a
raise and stuff. And 2 minutes into the conversation, the guy spotted us and said, I never see you in here.
So what do you think,
Clem? Pulled up in a chair and sat with us.
Should he get a raise?
but I'm never rude to the fans. And by having a good brand, just like you have a good brand, there's no, I talk all the time about my, you know, you're only as good as your people, and my staff, I consider my people and my customers. I've been in, like, restaurants, and a guy is staring at me, and my girlfriend's like, the guy's staring at us. And I'm like, I know. And then him and his wife or significant other get up, and they walk over, and they're like, you Anthony? I'm like, oh, yeah. We love your range. We love everything you do for New Jersey. Can I shake your hand? Okay. And it's a great feeling.
It really
you know?
Is, yeah.
You know, thank you for what you're doing. I'm glad that you happen to be using the range and helping assist teach today, because you're promoting safety and you're promoting responsibility. And obviously you're promoting, you know, women, get off your butt, and you don't need a man to do it.
No. That's exactly why I have the pages, to promote firearms and to demystify and to educate and to, you know, safe handling, and women can do the same thing that men can do. I shoot better than most of my men friends, and they
We say it all the time, yeah. Women shoot better than men. Right. We say it all the time.
They're more attentive.
More attentive. We're patient. We're
focused. Follow directions.
Absolutely.
My biggest one is you don't muscle everything. See, guys, we muscle everything. We muscle everything. You know, we put too much.
Yeah.
If my jacket's caught, I pull harder, and then I make it a vest. You know, I rip the sleeve off. Where a woman will stop and unhook it. But one of the real reasons, listeners, why women shoot better is they're angrier.
Someone said that in the class, too. You must be spreading that word.
Jimmy.
Right, yeah, Jimmy said
it. Yeah.
So
well,
one of you.
It from me.
Right, yeah, you're spreading that, so stop.
I taught him almost everything he knows, but not everything I know. But was it great teaching today?
It was. I had a really good time.
You had a bunch of completely green people in there.
Completely green.
One had a little bit of a hard time. She had to go back a second time, right?
She did.
It happens.
But she went back. She didn't give up. She went back. She wanted to learn. She wanted to fix what she did wrong. To me, that's a win. Yeah. I don't care how bad you shot. You wanted to learn. You wanted to fix it. So she might come back to fix more. So that's a win. I love that.
You know, that's what we do here. And the other thing, like, you see what the clientele looks like that comes in here. Tell everybody it looks like Noah's Ark. Is it pretty good? Every size, shape, and color?
Every size, shape. Like, I never know who I'm going to run into when I'm in here.
So
clowns.
Clowns. She had a clown experience today here.
Thanks, guys.
Shout
out to Rob. Thanks, Rob.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. But what I tell people as a Second Amendment advocate, if I get Mary and John come in here, and they've had a 40-year perception that we're all fat white guys, rednecks with the beards and the Bibles and the suspenders, if they leave my place neutral to our cause, that's a win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
If they leave here positive, that's a major victory. But I'll take the neutrals all day.
Yeah.
Because I grab women. Oh, I shouldn't say that, right?
No, not in
I stop women in the hallway, and I ask them if it was what they thought it was going to be like, and they're like, well, you guys didn't look like, and it didn't look like what I expected.
Mm,
right?
Right.
We'll talk more about that when we get back. Diversity shoot information coming up next. For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports, so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape.
When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom. Oh, for the people.
No rules. No apologies. No holding back. Gun for Hire Radio. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites. Soon will be Liberty Executive Suites, but right now their website is montvilleoffice.com. Ron Sousa, 38 furnished private offices, telephone answering, mail receiving, forwarding, meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars and events for up to 70 people. Visit montvilleoffice.com. Get your business out of the little coffee shop, losers, and for as little as $58 a month, you can have a professional environment. Okay, montvilleoffice.com. Now, on April 7th at 6 p.m., our own Tony Simon, who owns a company called Simon Says Train. I love it. He's hosting, I believe, his third diversity shoot here called The Second Is for Everyone. Tony runs these things, and he's African-American, and he decided to do these, and we host them here. We let him use the place. And the first one, he had two people. The second one, he had about 12 people. And the last one, he had 60 people show up for it. So I think it's starting to soak in.
It's catching on.
Yes. Yeah. So April 7th at 6 p.m., Gun for Hire Range will have guest speakers from Pro 2A groups. There will be raffles, silent auctions. A battle horse knife will be given away, a Comanche. I donate all kinds of swags and baskets, and we have 160 guns for rent. It's a $10 range fee to attend this. And all of his volunteers and NRA instructors, the male, female, and every color of the spectrum will be here to help everybody out. All right? We're only 15 minutes away from anywhere in northern New Jersey. You can check him out on The Second for Everyone is on Facebook, or Simon Says Train on Facebook. He's working on a website right now. But it's April 7th at 6 p.m. I'll be here for this one.
12
I'm
miles from Midtown
Taiwan,
Manhattan,
Taiwan, April
too.
15th. I go to right. Taiwan. Yes.
What?
Taiwan, yeah. I'm going to Taiwan for 10 or 12 days. I went to China already. Japan and Taiwan are on my list. Bucket list stuff.
It's just pleasure trip?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I'm
55
Chinese girlfriend,
years old.
So he...
And her sister lives in Taiwan. But I always wanted to go to Taipei, so what better way would it... Listen, I'm thinking about going to Italy next year, so I might need an Italian-speaking girlfriend. We'll talk.
You could.
Anyway. Only kidding, Kelly.
I don't want to be a part of this.
Anyway, Tissy just gave me a look like, oh, my God. One more thing. The New Jersey SafeCon will be July 30th at the Hilton in Parsippany. So check out safecon.net or safecon.com. I don't know. I screw it up all the time. So you live in the free state of Pennsylvania, don't you?
Free as a bird.
Nice. And you drive 2 hours to get here.
Two plus, yeah.
Two plus.
Yeah.
And you can carry a gun in Pennsylvania.
I do.
And do you?
Every day.
Isn't that a beautiful
thing?
But
you must disarm yourself at the border on your way in here.
Yeah.
Isn't that horrible?
You know, we have a state senator in New Jersey. He introduced legislation this week.
For himself.
All 140 legislators and a couple of hundred judges in New Jersey should have carry permits because their lives are more valuable than us subjects.
Oh, they're
and
so important.
Yes, yes. Right.
So NJTV came in, and my quote was that all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. And our legislators and judges, we should start crowning them, and us subjects should have to genuflect when they walk by. Anyway, the video got back to Senator Card now, and the next day he introduced legislation that all subjects could carry a gun. Now, the thing is, our Speaker of our House and our Senate President will never introduce this bill.
Just they like will for themselves.
For themselves. Well, yeah. We'll see. But we've been through this before. It's going nowhere. It's dead. Okay? But it's amazing how we want to create a two-class system. I mean, we already have it where law enforcement can protect themselves on and off duty. And now they want it where legislators and judges can protect themselves. But the regular subjects, our lives are not important. We're
the
like
same people who wrote the law that bans us from being able to carry want to carry themselves.
It's all those politicians and celebrities that are so against firearms, but they have troves of security guards around them all carrying.
Right. Or carry a gun.
Like, all carry.
Or carry
like
a gun.
Like Howard Stern carries a gun. Michael Moore has a security deal, and he needs a big security detail because they have to secure him through
he's a
fast food restaurant,
big,
too.
That's true, yeah.
He needs his,
he's starting to look more and more like Jabba the Hutt, by the way.
I didn't mean big as in a person.
I
meant big as in an animal.
Yeah, but I did. He's a hefty mammal.
He is.
Yes. So Pennsylvania is cool. So all of your three-gun is centric usually around Pennsylvania, or you travel elsewhere?
I travel a lot.
Yeah?
Yes.
It's fun, isn't it?
It is fun. I wouldn't do it if it wasn't fun. I mean, I travel 15 hours sometimes in a car for a match.
And you're complaining that my range is 2+ hours away from you.
Did I complain?
Tisk, tisk.
I
think it sounded like a complaint or an objection.
It wasn't really.
It was information.
Sustained. let me. Now, I'm much older than you. I could be your dad. I've been bragging for years, and you can help espouse this. How cool is our fraternity of gun people and competitors? Is it the coolest thing or not?
I hate that you call it fraternity, though, because that...
Ooh,
right.
I caught that.
I don't know. Why? What would you call it?
Well,
club?
Oh, fraternity. Frat house?
Is that a boys
club? Fraternity is...
It's not a boys club anymore, right. Anthony. You're sitting here with me.
Okay, give me a correct word then. How cool is our...
Community.
Tribe. Community.
I like
whatever.
Tribe, but... Yeah. All right, community. How cool is it, though?
The best.
And not because you're a girl, a.k.a. woman, but everyone will help each other. Male, male, female, female. I don't know. Do females get catty in competition? Does that happen sometimes? Yeah, huh? Okay.
Really?
Yeah, see, I tell everybody how for years I've been shooting. If I'm in a port shooting and someone is in a port next to me and they ask me what I'm shooting, I'll offer if they want to try it.
Absolutely.
And now, if this person was on the street and asked me for a dollar, I'd tell them to get an effing job, right, and walk away. But I just handed a complete stranger my gun and $10 worth of ammo, and I'm going to let him shoot it. And if you ask me to go back over the years and ask me how many were black, white, Spanish, male, female, Catholic, Jewish, I don't
know
because I don't really care.
Yeah.
And I've always found, because I used to compete a lot before you were born. I competed a lot in the 80s before three gun. There wasn't much moving and shooting stuff, mostly steel. And everybody would help out with equipment, a sight tool, magazines. Yep. Oh, you're short magazines? I'll run my heat, and then you can go, and I'll lend you my magazines. Like, people do that. Like, am I right or wrong?
No, absolutely. Last year, I was in a match, and my pistol went down in the middle of a match. Gentleman I've never met before comes up to me and says, I know you shoot SIGs. I have a spare in my car. Do you want to use it? The match is 8 stages. I'm on stage number 3 or 4. I've got half a match to go, and it was a team event. So if I'm down, my team is losing.
Correct.
So I have another competitor willing to lend me his firearm for the competition. I mean,
that's how it works.
We
it
say competition, but it's so friendly, and everybody, I'm like, are you sure? And he's like, if I wasn't offering. And it was great. He like hightailed it down to his car, ran back, and he's like, here you go. It'll fit in your holster. Have fun.
Back in the day, we used to use these huge sights with the red dots in them, and they're not like yours today where they shut off automatically or whatever. And people, the 2302 batteries, the big flat disc batteries, little hearing aid batteries, if you needed batteries, somebody had a battery. Somebody had a spare magazine. Mm-hmm. Whatever it was, they would just, everybody would help each other out. You know, back in the day, people would pick up brass, you know, and you'd help each other police your brass, because we would shoot civilian marksmanship classes courses. And everybody would help each other. Now, when I started, women were almost non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in the late 80s, early 90s, there was very few women. And if there was a woman, you had like a ringer competitor, and his wife liked to shoot too. And he like brought her along because she handled domestic chores / shot some of the matches. I'm being blatantly honest. Yeah. It's 35 years ago. Right. Now. It's not like that anymore. The women are dominating across the board.
The tide is changing.
Yeah, I love it. You know, I'm not that old school sexist type. The more women in here, the merrier for me. Plus, you're all safer. I'd rather yeah. I'd rather have a range full of women shooting exactly. than men. You know, men, we all know it all.
Oh.
So you see it. You see it. You see the percentages continue to go up, don't you?
Skyrocketing. I mean, to me, skyrocketing is when I started the page, I think the women were 11% to 15%. 3 years later, women on my page, I think, are 38%. 38% female likes.
You see it here.
Yeah.
You see it here. I mean, you come in on a Friday or Saturday or Sunday, and I'd say it's probably 50-50 here.
It's getting close.
Groups of girls.
Well, now we have groups. You see that?
Groups of girls.
Isn't that great?
I walk in, I'm like, there's a gaggle of women shooting together. It's fantastic. And they're all like, ha, look what I did.
Yep.
And it's great. I want to go join them. I don't know you, but I'm not your friend.
There's no better testament that makes me feel better than to see groups of women coming in, especially when it came either from a referral or one woman had been here previous and she convinced her friends or coworkers to come. That's how I know I won, because I managed to break that old boy network stereotype.
Yeah.
Because they don't feel like they're going to be, you know, I joke, fold, spindled, or mutilated when they come in here. You know, I like that. But it's the truth. You know, years ago, I talk about this all the time. You would have gone into a gun store. You would have brought a male with you because you would have been intimidated. And the first thing the guy behind the counter would say, hey, sweetheart, you need a gift certificate? Okay, how can we help you? Like that, like, oh, man.
Condescending.
And you know what? Sherry from the Second Amendment Women's Group, she's been doing a tour of Jersey gun ranges, and she ran into some of that still.
Still, I do.
Yeah, I was going to say, you must run into it, right?
I actually have a video on my YouTube page. It's called The Cabela's Incident. And I was just...
Really? At Cabela's?
At Cabela's. I was dumbstruck. And I just had to grin and bear it. I wasn't going
to... What did they think? That you were there, like, to clean or something?
I approached the counter.
You were bringing pancakes for everybody?
I mean, my friend Tim was with me. I approached the counter. I was the one asking questions about the firearm.
And they're talking to him.
Talking to him?
Wow.
I was like, okay, I want to see it now. Handed it to him.
Whoa. To hand to you.
To him. And he just looked at me like... dude, and handed it to me. Yeah.
Oh, I slapped that guy.
No, I was very, very calm. I was just like, thank you. They didn't get the sale.
Coming back. Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
And this segment is brought to you by Philly Gun Training, PHILLYGUNtraining.com. He's not in your neck of the woods, but Jose Morales is in Philadelphia. Jose is a disciple of Gun for Hire. He's an NRA training counselor. He's also a CPR, first aid, mace, and lipstick bodyguard instructor, and he will help you with all of your paperwork if you're applying for a carry permit in the state of Pennsylvania so you do not end up like Shanine Allen. Mm-hmm. He will edumacate you at phillyguntraining.com. Where is he located, Samson?
He's on Spring Garden Street, directly across the way from the Philadelphia Police Department Firearms Unit.
Okay, so they handed the gun to Tim instead of you because you were the missy. Were you wearing petticoats that day, or... Or were you wearing, what do they call them, trousers?
Yeah.
You weren't wearing petticoats?
No.
You didn't have a big hat with a parasol?
Nope.
Wow.
But you don't understand. The guy behind the counter, that's how he saw you through his filter.
Yes.
Was it an older guy or was it a young guy?
Maybe 40.
Oh, there's no excuse.
There's no excuse. I mean, I will say that Cabela's did contact me and we're like, we're sorry, you know, what can we do?
Did you
and
give that shit the video? Then? You came back and said something to
she
them?
She posted a YouTube video.
Oh.
That probably got a half a million
that'd
likes.
That would totally suck. Yeah.
So they did contact you,
they
huh?
did, yeah. They did. I mean, they were just as surprised as I was. But
do you know who I feel bad for? The retail guy's wife. If he's married.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, she's home with that washboard thing by the crick.
Right.
washing his dungarees. Okay? That's what's going on there.
Dude.
And she's getting his vittles ready for when he comes home for supper.
And they're going coon hunting.
Really? There's no... No, he is. She has to skin it and clean it when he brings it home and prepare and make him a hat out of the pelt.
Mom,
right?
Look what I got.
Okay, so now we're going to get hate mail from Alabama.
I don't care, but all see, right. There's no room for that. Again, but so she goes in, she's probably wearing jeans or tactical pants. Through his filter, she's got a parasol and petticoats on.
I just came back from a match.
Yeah, I mean, wake
I
up.
Was in my, yeah.
Wow.
It still happens, and that's part of the reason that I have the page, too, is so we can break that stereotype.
So you had, like, colors on, and you were standing there at the counter.
Yeah.
You've got, oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. What is he, blind?
Apparently.
You know,
women, I don't know.
But I've seen it in other places that I worked before I opened my own place. I've seen it exist. It's not going to go away. And we're lucky we're in the New York metropolitan area. It's even worse mm-hmm. in other pockets in
oh,
this
yeah,
country.
Sure, yeah.
I wasn't mad at the guy. Maybe he was just having an off day. So I didn't like lash out or
well,
give him a...
Well, he wasn't rude
you know.
To you, right?
No,
I
he
mean,
wasn't.
He was just...
He wasn't
completely,
rude,
but in the caste system,
me.
She was one
right.
rung down from Tim,
mm-hmm.
which is unacceptable.
To hand the firearm to Tim.
That's what actually got me. I understand, you know, that he was talking directly to Tim, but when I said, "Okay, can I see it?" and he literally took it off the rack and handed it to
Were
Tim.
Were you wearing shoes that day? Did you have shoes on?
Anthony, shut up.
You know, because he probably, if you had no shoes on, no driver's license, you didn't have your voter registration card, you know, I mean, you know, he wants to go back to...
You could get through TSA
back
that
to the,
way. But...
The 20s, you know, yeah. people are, anyway, but it's getting better.
It's getting
and
better,
somebody
yes.
like you, mm-hmm. with the whole tacticy movement, you're allowing women to see what you're doing and go, oh, shit, I can do that, too.
Yes.
Because they might not be... they might not be lucky enough to have a male to help them get into that. You know, not everybody has it. Their social circle. You know, a woman might be afraid to tell her man friends that she wants, I'd like to try shooting or get into shooting.
Yeah.
So if they see somebody like you or they get the feedback from a range like mine, that's how we win them over.
Mm-hmm.
And again, women are going to walk in and go, it wasn't for me. I see it a lot. You know, I don't see it every day, but I see it. And they're like, yeah, it was okay. I don't think I want to try it anymore. That's fine. You know, I don't want to go skiing anymore. I tried it once. You know, it's not
that
controllable.
Was
yeah, it was enough. Once was enough. The bunny trail or whatever.
That was good.
Yeah, I went down backwards like 11 feet and then fell. And I couldn't get up.
Let's go to the clubhouse and go get
exactly.
a hot toddy.
And then I rolled like 14 feet.
Right. Not
you know,
good.
Yeah, like a beached whale or something. So I know I don't, skiing's not my thing. But that's your movement is doing so much, and that's why I'm excited to have you on the show. That's why I let the SAW group use my facility for to pitch the female and open it up to the female aspect. Obviously, you're not just about the females. You're attracting a whole slew of younger shooters.
Yes.
You're probably waking people up that didn't know such type of shooting and existed.
I get people all the time that message the page that's like, tell me more about 3-Gun. I don't know what this is, but it seems awesome. What I see you do looks so cool. How do I do this? I must answer the same question 10, 15, 20 times a day. But it's great that I'm answering it because they're asking. Like, people are engaging and they want to know more. And people will stop me at a show or at a convention and say, how do I? Where do I? And I had a couple approach me at SHOT Show from not very far from me, upstate New York, who wants to learn. And I'm like, here's the dates of the matches. I will be there. All you have to do is bring yourself. I have the guns. I have the gear.
That's what we do.
Yes. Come learn. Come.
It's so fun. Now, are you shooting nationals or anything this year at 3-Gun, or what are you doing? Like,
I don't have a set schedule just yet, just because I work as well. Yeah. So I make the matches that I can. Unfortunately, a lot of the nationals are during the week.
Yeah.
And because I don't take sponsorships or anything, I need to pay the bills.
Sure.
Still.
I attended the Nationals 3-Gun Nation one time. I was a sponsor with Joe DeBurgelis as an NRA board member, and it was a lot of fun. I ran through a couple of the amateur ones. They have it like you could just try it. You know, they have the guns and everything. And, you know, it's just like it's like anything else. When you're standing there and they put the timer behind your head and say, are you ready?
It all changes.
Yeah, it's like, oh, my God, am I wearing pants? You know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden, you just forget everything, you know? Somebody could tie your shoelaces together. You wouldn't even know.
That buzzer goes off and you get tunnel vision. But it's so weird. You'll stand around for an hour, 2 hours waiting for your turn. And it doesn't faze you because you're watching what other people are doing and you're excited. You're building anticipation for your turn. And then it's your turn. And you're like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? And then for between 30 seconds to like a minute and a half, you run your stage. You go, 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 go. You're done. And you're like, what did I just do?
Right.
Oh, my God, it was awesome. Let's do it all over again. I have no idea what I just did. Sometimes I'm like, did I hit anything at all? And people are like, oh, good match. Good stage. And I'm like, what happened? What just happened?
The highs and lows are phenomenal, aren't they?
Oh, my God. It is such an adrenaline rush. It really is.
It's easy to forget stuff, too. You know, we used to shoot steel matches, and one of my buddies went up to the line, and the beeper went off, and he racked his mag up, and it was empty, and all his other mags were empty. he's since passed away in a motorcycle accident, a good friend of mine, but he went up to the line with all his magazines empty because he was so friggin' nervous. They wouldn't let him run it again, but he turned to us. You know, we're all back behind the firing line. He's like, no way. We busted him for that for a good year and a half. But you forget everything. It's so easy to forget. You got to keep going through your checkpoint. Okay, I have my eye protection. I have my ear protection. I have my ammo. I have my guns. I have my this. I have my that. Because when you go up to the line, there's no turning back. You can't ask for a timeout.
No do-overs.
So for our listeners that have never partaken, just give them a run through how 3-Gun works. Can you do that for us?
Yeah. Well, 3-Gun, you're using all three types of guns, your rifle, pistol, and shotgun. Stages are all set up differently, but you will use all three guns in one particular stage. So you might start off with your pistol. You've got your pistol on your hip. They'll say shooter ready. Get in your ready position. You'll draw your pistol, shoot all your pistol targets, run up to the next part of the stage and ground your pistol, which means put it down in a safe place, in a safe way, unload it on safe, however they want you to do it. Then you'll pick up your shotgun. Run all through your shotgun targets. It might be steel knockdowns, it might be clays, it could just be random things. We shot at Huggy bottles one time. It was great. I drank about 15 of them. Made me real fast, though.
Mm. A little sugar high.
Yeah, so then you'll ground your shotgun, run to the next part, pick up your rifle, clear all your rifle targets, and then you're done. And in that 30 seconds to 90 seconds, you have no idea what just happened, but it was the best 90 seconds of the day.
It's a huge blur.
It is. It's a huge blur. I mean, run and gun is just, it's an amazing feeling. And then when you know that you really, like, ran that stage and did really well, it's like, wow! Oh, sorry.
No, it's good.
I mean, it really, like, it takes a lot for me to contain myself when I've run a really good stage.
I
try to be professional. It doesn't work.
I'm a big fan of 3-Gun over almost all the other organized shooting sports. just because the other shooting sports, there's a place for everything. Because training is training, practicing is training, everything is training. Just driving with situational awareness is training. But I just find that the most of the organized handgun stuff, there's too many rules. There's too many rules and too many constraints. Right. That's why we do our urban classes here, because we break all the rules, because there are no rules on the street. That's what we talk about here. So three gun, because you're grounding your stuff, usually your long guns go in a bucket, you know, like they have like a drum or something, Sandy, you open the action and drop it. Mm-hmm. It's almost simulating you shot your gun and now you're throwing it on the ground, but the slides back and you're grounding it, you know, so you're not reholstering it, because in a real firefight, it's you wouldn't be reholstering your gun. Like, you know, Colonel Jeff Cooper used to say a pistol is to get you to your rifle,
right?
So your pistol just got you to your rifle or shotgun, now get rid of that shit, it's empty.
Yeah.
There's no more use for you anymore, and now my shotgun, I just emptied it, or my rifle, whatever order they put you in. And because you're dealing with near and far and small and big and bright and blended in targets,
and then
you're dividing time by your score.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So speed is a huge factor in it. But if you go too fast and miss everything, you might as well have stayed home.
Right.
It's really fun because you have to be proficient in all three areas, rifle, shotgun,
correct,
and pistol. And you don't just have to have good shots. You have to know how to run the stage. You have to know how to time it, where how you're going to run your targets from left to right to left, where you're going to start, where you're going to finish. So someone who's not a really good shot can still take their time, make good shots, but run their butt off to the next part and make up time that way. So you got these big guys that can't run for anything, but they're good shots. You could still beat them by making slow, consistent shots and running your butt off to the next place. It's a gamer's world.
Wow.
You're nice. Gaming every time you start a new stage.
Love it.
Everybody can do it.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States. And a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Crank it on, crank it up, let's go, crank it up, it's Gun for Hire Radio.
We just checked the three-gun rule book during the break, and I'm not allowed to have someone carry me Yoda style and compete.
Man.
It's usually frowned upon.
Right.
Yeah, that's a bummer, so I'm not going to do it. quick letter from a listener, Ben Ingersoll. He says, here's a suggestion. Why not trade Michael Moore to Cuba for Joanne Chesmard? He's a big fan of their healthcare system and their anti-gun policies, and he seems to hate America as much as she does. You know, our president went to Cuba. While he was in Cuba, Brussels blew up. But there was no mention of Chesimard and a few others there. And even who I don't get along with all the time, Mike Kelly from the Record, he wrote an article that no one's talked about it. Christie is supposed to be applying pressure. to the airport so they don't have flights to Cuba until Chesimard comes back. And I'm not going to Cuba until Chesimard comes back. I made that statement already. And I'm a cigar smoker, and I like old cars.
Well, I was going to say, you already have a 1955 Chevy, so what the hell is he going to
win? But I want more. And, so I'm not going until she comes back or she's dead, because she needs to die in a prison in the United States somewhere for killing a state trooper. It's not fair that she gets to live on the beach and drink Cuba Libres or whatever, mojitos.
She's
or whatever
pretty reclusive,
she's
though,
78
isn't she?
Years old. Mike Kelly went to her house.
Oh, he did?
And, yeah, she would not see him. It's walled in. No. And he thinks it was her house. We don't know. So we'll see. Now, I want to talk about some tips with Tactici here. It's not only about three gun. We have other men listening. A majority of our listeners are men. We have women. Linda Rose just walked by. She's a listener and a Gun for Hire fan since the beginning. 5 years we're doing this show now. Unbelievable.
Sad.
Yeah, I can't stand him.
Sad.
But, real quick, let's talk about this. On April 17th, Saturday, we're going to have a Girl Scout cookie sale. And on April 24th, we're going to have a Girl Scout cookie sale.
What?
For two different Girl Scout troops. And again, if you don't want, Tizzy's putting it on her calendar. If you don't want the cookies, you can buy cookies and send them to our troops overseas, which is, I did 100
really?
Boxes last year. Yeah. And I'm going to do 50 for each of these events. So 417 and 424, two different Girl Scout troops are going to be in the lobby from 10 till 3 selling cookies. April 3rd is the kids' event at Woodland Park with the SAW group, Second Amendment Women's Group. And April 6th is buying a gun in New Jersey. April 10th is the RSO class that cost a whopping $100. And April 11th is their port meetup. So I just want to talk about that. So Tissy, not everybody's into three gun. So there's guys listening now and there's women listening, and some of them haven't pulled the trigger for shooting yet. Maybe they're worried about the sexism. Maybe they're worried about the perception. Maybe they're worried about their neighbors that they're going to have a gun, or their niece or their nephew. What are some of the recommendations for you to get these people out there? Besides going to your page, what was your webpage again?
Tactici.com or Tactici Facebook.
And so Tactici.com, no hyphen or anything?
Just Tactici.com.
So give our listeners some tips from the angle it's a man trying to get his sister or his wife involved in a sport, or it's a woman that you're talking to. What do you got to say? Sandy, I'm taking a break. Go ahead.
The first thing that I would recommend is you find an instructor, a certified instructor, someone who's going to go through everything with you and personalize instruction.
Not a friend who's a cop?
I don't suggest a man trying to teach his wife or his girlfriend family members. You're not.
We talk about.
I'm not going to listen to if you're trying to tell me what to do. I'm going to tell you to be quiet. You don't know what you're talking about. You might have been an instructor for 20 years. I'm going to tell you to be quiet. That's just how women are. So find yourself. Yes. Find yourself a good certified instructor. When you're picking out a firearm, the most important thing is fit. If it does not fit your hand, if you're not comfortable with it, you're not going to use it. It's going to be a couple $100 paperweight.
How would you know that? When you pick it up, do you know right away, or do you need time to shoot it?
If you can find a range like here, Gun for Hire, that rents out pistols, I suggest renting a few. Go to the counter, tell them you've never handled a firearm before. Everyone here is really friendly. They'll go through some firearms with you and pick out maybe 1, 2, 3 where you can bring into the range. Everything's going to fire different. Every trigger is going to feel different. You've got your polymer pistols that are light versus your steel frame pistols that are heavy. So your recoil is going to feel different. So you really want to get a firearm that fits you perfectly. I have very small hands. Glocks don't work for me. I'm a SIG girl. They fit me like a glove. I can shoot them all day long, and I don't flinch. If you give me a Glock, I'm going to fatigue. It's going to be terrible. I don't want to shoot anymore.
Very personal, isn't it?
It's very personal, right. I wouldn't let, if I ever had a husband, God forbid, I wouldn't let him pick out my underwear. He's going to tell me to wear a thong every day. I'm like, oh, God, this is terrible. Why did I let you talk me into this? So it's very, everything is very personal.
And yet a lot of people, like you see in Cabela's, right, that's the relationship where they bring their husband or they bring their boyfriend, and the boyfriend says, this is the gun for you.
Because he wants it secretly.
Right.
Because
of course.
Hey, get this 1911, this full-size 1911 in 45.
With it's the tack rail underneath it. It weighs 11 pounds.
Yeah. It's a 45. It's your first pistol. It'll be fantastic.
Correct.
Take one or two shots out of it. It's mine now.
If they don't have a place where they can rent a huge selection of guns like we have here, they have to find some women's organizations.
Yes.
And they're everywhere.
They
you know,
are
Saws
everywhere.
In New Jersey, but there's, you know, there's other women's organizations in other states. Mm-hmm. There's also a lot of local ranges will have port meetup nights with ladies' organizations or whatever. So that's something you should do. And what caliber do you recommend starting with? What calibre, as we say?
It depends on the firearm that you're using. I start really small. I start with 22. If somebody has never fired a firearm before, what I'm going to do is give them a 22, just for a couple of shots. Say, this is not scary. See how easy it is? And then ease them up. I'll never start anybody with a 45. 9 is real easy,
correct,
but it'll be a metal frame pistol, a SIG, a 1911.
To help absorb the recoil.
To help absorb recoil, right. You're not going to be afraid of it. If I see that you're even slightly nervous, I'm never going to start you out with something large.
Now we have a lot of guys that are educated and they're savvy, and they'll say, I want to bring my sister, my mother, my wife, or whatever, shooting for the first time. When's the best time to come? And environment is important. And we'll tell them, you know, weekdays were slow.
Mm-hmm.
And if you come during the week, like 2 p.m. with her, you tell us that you're bringing your sister who's a new shooter, we'll put you all the way down the end away from everybody else because, you know, there's that concussion.
Sure.
Somebody
mm-hmm.
shooting an AR two ports down. So environment is important as well. But I think there's no greater hook or segue than to have someone like her who's already an experienced shooter or, you know, an NRA instructor, like you're a certified mm-hmm. instructor in a bunch of disciplines. And she's right. You're going to learn more from a stranger than a family or member or a friend. You know, there's that old saying where if a man speaks in the woods and there's no women to hear him, is he still wrong? Yes. You can't teach your significant other how to drive stick shift. We deal with so many parents who are smart enough to send us their kids to teach them the proper
good
way to shoot a
yeah.
gun. Now, if they're minors, we tell dad you got to sit in the back mm-hmm. of the classroom, but you're not allowed to talk. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're
oh,
not
that's
allowed
be
to
a
talk.
Killer.
Yep.
Right.
You're not allowed to talk. We'll throw you out. You know, if they're home from college, which we get a lot now with spring breaks
right.
for the next 2 weeks, I love it that they come in. Oh, my daughter's coming home from leave, and she's coming with a girlfriend, and I want them to learn how to shoot. That's our market right there. We love that all day. And those women are not men that have watched YouTube videos or their second cousin on their wife's side is a cop, so that means by default they know everything.
Yeah.
I talked to him at a barbecue last year. He told me the best gun and the best ammo and the this. You want to talk about the best ever screw up? We had a guy whose next door neighbor was a federal air marshal. He asked the air marshal what gun to buy. He told him to buy either a Glock or a SIG and .357 SIG, which he bought. The ammo is $50 a box because the air marshal gets it for free.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
He doesn't know.
Our guy, I said, listen, it was like you got a great deal on a Cadillac. You paid $1,000 for the car, and it gets a half a mile to the gallon. Okay. Plus, it's a snappy round. It's like 40 cal.
Yes.
He ended up using a conversion kit to go to, what is it, 40 cal from mm-hmm. 357 to 40 cal.
That's still
40 cal
is like 9mm right? stupid cousin.
Correct. So how do we find you again?
Tactissy, TACTISSY.
Tactissy.com and Tactissy on Facebook.
Facebook is
thank
where to
you.
Go. Thank you.
The best we have coming up, I don't even know. Evan Knappen will be here May 13th for his gun law seminar. April 9th at Tienza Protective Pen. Learn how to protect yourself and your family with a protective pen. April 18th, Urban Shotgun 1. April 24th, CPR and AED. April 24th, Urban Carbine 1. April 24th as well, Urban Pistol 1 at Cedar Grove. Diversity Shoot is April 7th. April 3rd is the kids event. The New Jersey Safe Con is July 30th. Do not forget about that one. I want to thank everybody for the support. I want to thank Tactissy for coming on the show again. She's going to go in my. Thank you. She's
yes.
going to go in my range and blow stuff up again.
Wait, I can blow stuff up?
You can do whatever you want. We don't care. Thank you all and have a nice day.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and the Licensed Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barone. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro Tactissy, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. For those of you who are celebrating, a very, very happy Easter to all of you. We love you guys. See you next week. Go out and blow some shit up.
From sea to the shine.